So here we are at the start of a new year, 2022. Who thought we were going to live this long? I mean, I guess I always imagined I'd live to be this age and beyond it, but I never thought too hard about what the date would be. And 2022, to me anyway, sounds so futuristic. If you remember the Saturday morning cartoon, The Jetsons, George Jetson was born in the year 2022. So maybe that means I get to drive a hovercraft before I die. Who knows? But I do know for many people, the start of the new year is marked by reflections and resolutions and expectations and even some questions. The start of the new year is a liminal time, a time of transition, a threshold we cross. Liminal spaces abound in scripture as they do in life, and what transpires in those liminal spaces shapes our faith. On January 6th each year, we mark the Epiphany, the story in scripture which details the journey and arrival of the Magi, those wise ones who traveled from far in the east, following the Bethlehem star to find the child Jesus. They crossed boundaries of nation and culture in doing so, trespassed across the lines of etiquette when they declined to tell King Herod where they found the child. They were stargazers who saw eternal wisdom in the alignment of stars and planets and then stepped out of their familiar patterns and expressions to worship the Christ of a different faith. Their journey cost them both time and money. Nevertheless, they came expectant and also filled with questions. The gospel writers move rapidly from Jesus' infancy to his adulthood and the start of his ministry. Gospel author Luke inextricably twines the story of Jesus with that of his cousin John right from the start. John is no stranger to theophany, those moments revealed in scripture when God breaks barriers and reveals God's self to humankind. John's father, Zechariah, was serving as a priest in the Jerusalem temple when an angel appeared to him with the message that his wife Elizabeth would soon bear a son. Soon thereafter, Jesus' mother Mary receives her own visit from an angel, and then when Mary visits Elizabeth, John begins to prophesy, sensing the presence of Jesus and Mary even before he can speak. John can be described as the last prophet of the Hebrew scriptures, for the message he speaks is much like that of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, and Micah. John calls the people to repent and to prepare their hearts, especially those in leadership, including King Herod himself. And while it might be tempting to some to have all the people be asking whether he is the one and prepared to anoint him as such, John stays true to his role and continues to point the way toward the true Messiah, toward Jesus. John's ministry of baptism for the repentance of sin takes place along the banks of the River Jordan. The water there flows south from the Sea of Galilee to the Dead Sea. And along its course, the river has its shallow points. It narrows and it widens as the water travels. Like most rivers, the banks are lined with foliage, even in the desert. But riverbanks are liminal spaces too, boundaries that include banks of mud and silt, tidal pools and estuaries. This gathering of people, of John's followers, seeking guidance and baptism, they stand in this liminal space, waiting expectantly and also wondering. Wondering about John, the scripture tells us. Is he the one or isn't he? And what does it all mean? Expectations and questions. I think that describes us too and our faith journeys. Maybe we're not standing on the banks of a river today, but we are on the brink of a new year. And if we have learned anything in the last 2 years, it's that a new year comes with many unknowns. We enter a new year with hope and expectation, but also with questions to ponder and to wonder. And how does God answer us? John, in his prophetic mode, tells the people to watch and to listen. The one who is the Christ, the Messiah, who has the power of God, this one, he says, will separate wheat from chaff. That agricultural image from Jesus' time comes from the days after the harvest, when the stalks of grain have already been cut and gathered in and dried. The winnowing process lifts the grain on a large fork so that the heavy kernels of grain drop down and the dry husks and stems are lifted on air currents. Then the good seed can be stored and the chaff used for kindling. Sometimes when we hear that metaphor, we think, boy, I want to make sure I'm wheat and not chaff. And this image of burning up the chaff may have helped support the notion that there's an afterlife of hell separated from God and burning with an unquenchable fire. I want to suggest another idea to you today, that each of us, every one of us, is a vessel of both wheat and chaff. Every one of us has goodness, love, kindness, compassion, and a sense of justice in us. And also, every one of us has smallness, jealousy, dishonesty, unkindness in us. Each of us is capable of making a good or a bad choice at every turn. It's why we begin our sacraments of baptism and communion with confession and an acknowledgement that in order to affirm goodness, we need God's help to turn away from evil. We need Jesus to separate the wheat that is in us from the chaff that is in us. That's what John's prophecy about Jesus proclaims, that the light of the Christ is so good and strong and powerful that it can eliminate and burn up the darkness in us. For me, that makes this passage about wheat and chaff more like good news. And not just good news for the good people, but good news for all the people, which is what the angel told those shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth. This is good news for all people. I really do wish that I had a magic wand to make all the good things that we hope and expect and wonder about for 2022 come to pass. But you know, they don't give out magic wands in seminary. What I can offer you is the lens of faith to view 2022, a lens that I hope will give you hope. Use that lens to focus on the wheat in your life, not on the chaff. Many of those people who came to be baptized by John had heard the prophecies that said Messiah would be of King David's lineage. But Jesus, the Prince of Peace, did not come to overthrow a government. He came to declare that there was no king but God. God's rule of compassion and love and of grace and mercy, there's wheat for you. Wheat to fill you and sustain you. Jesus, the light of the world, did not come to drive out the nation's enemies, but to drive the enemy of evil out of our hearts. Let the chaff of selfishness, pride, jealousy, hatred be burned away in his light. Jesus did not come and put an end to poverty. In fact, the poor, he said, will always be with us. He came and he blessed the poor and the poor in spirit with the knowledge and the love of God. He directed us all to share in one another's joys and sorrows, burdens and celebrations, to care for and watch over one another in love. Let that grain take root in you and grow in you and be harvested in you to feed and strengthen others. I want to close with an excerpt from A Blessing for the New Year, which I shared in email this week. It comes from Lutheran pastor Nadia Bowles Weber and was published on her social media last week. May you remember, she says, that there is no resolution that, if kept, will make you more worthy of love. So this year, maybe you just skip the part where you resolve to be better and do better and look better this time. Maybe you give yourself the gift of really, really low expectations. Maybe you expect so little of yourself that you can be super proud of the smallest accomplishments. Maybe you expect so little of the people in your life that you notice and cherish every small and lovely thing about them. Maybe you expect so little of the supply chain and the service industry that you notice more of what you do get, less of what you don't, and tip really well anyhow. Maybe you expect to get so little out of 2022 that you can celebrate every single thing it offers you, however small. And I would add one blessing of my own to Nadia's list. May your lens of faith, shaped in this liminal time, help the wheat in you to multiply and the chaff to blow away, so that you may commit yourself more fully to following the Christ in 2022 and beyond. Amen.